Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Beis Se'if Tes. We are right in the middle of Se'if Tes. Yesterday, we learned about how one is not allowed to rub a stain off of a shoe with water to rub off the different parts of the shoe together to get off a stain. However, you could pour water on a shoe. That's what we learned yesterday when it comes to shoes. However, now we're up to page 176, and the Shulchan Aruch continues, Aval beged sheyeshel av lichluch, if you have a garment that has lichluch, that has some sort of stain on it, asra afilu l'shachshcho, then you're not even allowed to pour a little bit of water on it, dizehu kibuso, because when it comes to a textile, when it comes to a beged, that is the definition of kibus by a beged, it's just by putting water on it. So what do you do if you need to clean off a little bit of a stain? You should very gently take a shmata and wipe it off, but not press too hard, because then it might come to schita, meaning if the stain is moist, it might come to a violation of schita. Let's see the Mishabur before we go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Sivkatan membeis, asr v'chiyuvanami ikan. When we say asr over here, it means midoraisa, that you chayiv midoraisa, to keep because kibbutz is that was going on yesterday. Sivkat Membeis, that to be mshach shechzel is aser, because that's considered kibbutz even by oros. Sivkat Mem Gimel lichluch afilu rok bialma. Lichluch means anything that's a stain. It could even be a stain of saliva, and the Sharatzin points out, and certainly of meiraglayim or tzoa or something like that. Lishach shecho pirusha aser liten alav mayim klal vafilu muatim. That means that you're not even allowed to put a drop of water on it to remove that stain. When it comes to a beged, soaking it in water is the kibus. And therefore, that is considered a told of malabin, and one is going to be chayiv for that. As opposed to a shoe, that after shayich bo kibus, even though you can do kibus on a shoe, meaning kibus is shayich to a shoe, so one might violate kibus if they wash their shoe in a certain way. But mikol makom shriyasan ein za kibusan. However, when it comes to a shoe, just getting it wet is not the way that one would do kibbles of a shoe. It would have to be a more of an active kind of kibbles. So when it comes to a textile, just putting a little bit of water on a stain, that's kibbles, and therefore you're already in violation of a melacha d'oraisa. When it comes to a shoe, a piece of leather, putting a little bit of water on it is not itself considered to be an act of kibbles. And what if you have a beged that doesn't have a stain on it? So that's what the Rama continues. If you have a beged that has no stain on it, you could put a little bit of water on it, just not a lot of water on it, because shami yischot, meaning it's not a violation of mechabes, but don't get it too wet, because then there's a concern you might come to do schita. But the Rama says v'yeshosim chalinyan, there are those that ask are even putting a little bit of water, even on a beged that does not have a stain. Says the Mishra Brura, Sivkat Memvav, Lasei Salav Mayim, this is the first opinion that says that you're allowed to put a little bit of water, Deshri Alo Avi Kibus, El Ksheish of Lichluch, because just getting a textile wet, is only considered to be kibus if it was dirty. But even if it's not dirty, putting a lot of water on it is also for a different reason, not because of kibus, but because you might come to do schita. Vida, and one should realize that if your intention is to clean the beged by putting a drop of water on it, then even if it doesn't have a stain and you're putting a drop of water on it, that would still be aser. So a number of Gedolei Rishonim, Gedolei Achronim have written this way. Even if you're allowed to put a little bit of water on an unstained beged, you're not allowed to put a lot of water. Meaning this whole concern that you can't get anything too wet, because if you get something too wet, you might come to be sochet. That's only the kind of thing that that's only if it's the kind of thing that people don't like leaving it very wet. But if it's a kind of thing that people don't mind leaving it very wet, then there's no gzeira shami yischot, because people don't mind. They always keep these things soaking wet. But a regular your garment. You wouldn't want to keep it soaking wet, and therefore it would be gzeira shami yischot. And then the Rama had quoted that v'yesh osrin, that there are those that aser even putting a small amount of water on a beged that does not have a stain. Sviralu, because this opinion holds demadam in shrios and zehu kibusan, that which we say that just getting it wet is a violation of kibus, who afilu bebeged sheina lav lichluch. That means even if it doesn't have a stain. In the dirshu over here, he says, and what if it's totally clean and it doesn't, you know, getting it wet does nothing as far as the cleanliness of the beged. Not just doesn't have a stain, it doesn't even have any dirt in it. It's like totally brand new, totally clean. So in the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, still usher, according to this opinion, to get it wet. However, in the Avnei Nezer, he says, I'm going to say, how could that be malabein? If it was totally clean beforehand, how could you call it malabein when you get it a little bit wet? And Rav Eliashiv asks a similar kasha, and therefore he writes that if it's totally clean, it would not be a violation of malabein. So essentially, the way the Avnei Nezer sets it up is that there are three levels. There's that which has a stain, there's that which doesn't have a stain, but it could use a cleaning, and then there's that which is totally clean. So that which has a stain, that we learned at the beginning of today's shiur, that if you put even a little bit of water on it, shriyas and zeu kibusan, that for sure is a violation of malacha d'oraisa. If it doesn't have a stain, but it's a little dirty, that's the two opinions we have here in the Ramah as to whether shriyas and zeu kibusan or not. And if it's totally clean, says the Avnei Nezer, then it's not going to be a problem at all. Then you can even get it wet. And therefore, even this opinion holds, even a little bit of water is going to be a violation of kibbus. There is a situation, though, where having a beged get wet would be ruining that beged, not cleaning that beged, like we said yesterday, I guess, with a towel, right? When you dry your hands in the towel, you didn't now clean the towel, you've ruined the towel. You've made the towel less good, right? No one gets excited to be the last one to wash so that they can have that kishmak feeling of that towel that's drenched with other people, right? You want a fresh, clean towel. So that's if it's derech lichluch shari, then that's going to be mutter, k'mosh kasa b'sif yud ba'aga, v'yesh lachos odei azu lahachmir b'shal Torah, and we should be choshesh for the second of these two opinions in the Ramah, since we're dealing with a potential malacha d'oraisa, so we should try to be machmir about this, unless there's an esat sorech, the Bir Halacha points out, then you don't need to be so machmir. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that it's an issur d'oraisa to pour even a small amount of water on a stained beged, unlike a shoe where you could pour a small amount of water on it. Then we said to clean a stained beged, what you should do is wipe gently with a towel, but it's got to be gently so that you don't come to schita. And then we said that if a beged is not stained, there are two opinions in the Ramah whether you can put a bit of water on it, and we should try to be machmir unless the water dirties the beged. If the water dirties the beged, then you don't need to be machmir. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, from a remote location, I'm going to be at Shasathan on Sunday, so from a remote location, we will continue with Si'if Yud. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp.